Thanksgiving, a word fitly spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Whenever we gather to give thanks, we should remember what Scripture teaches about the activity, especially this time of year when even the ungodly claim to engage in it. Thanksgiving is essentially an act of worship performed only by faith. Although we thank each other and consider it courteous, with few exceptions, thanksgiving in Scripture is directed entirely to God. Giving thanks is a sacrifice of praise, a free will offering of the heart to express our gratitude to God. Hebrews 13 verse 15 and Leviticus 22 verse 29. Entering His gates with thanksgiving is simply part of our reasonable service and payment of our vows. Psalm 50 verse 14 and 100 verse 4. And it should describe our entire life. We must be thankful in whatsoever we do, in word or deed. Colossians 3 verse 15 through 17. Rightly, we associate thanksgiving mainly with prayer. Thanksgiving begins with prayer. Nehemiah 11 verse 17. Godly office bearers like Moses, David, and Daniel regularly gave thanks in prayer. Jesus customarily gave thanks in prayer before He broke bread to eat, John 6, verse 23. And Paul ceased not to pray thanks, Ephesians 1, verse 16. We also are told to continue in prayer with thanksgiving, Colossians 4, verse 2 and Philippians 4, verse 6. For Christians, prayer is simply the chief part of thankfulness, Lord's Day 45. But an important, perhaps overlooked, means of thanksgiving is singing. Scripture refers to it frequently. David wrote songs and appointed Levites to give thanks morning and evening by singing with instruments. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4 through 7. Scripture says it is good to give thanks by singing, Psalm 92, verse 1, and urges us to come before His presence with thanksgiving, making a joyful noise unto Him with psalms, and with voices of thanksgiving to publish all His works. Psalm 95 verse 2 and 26 verse 7. For what are we to be thankful? Everything. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Certainly this includes every good gift of creation. Only if we give thanks can we eat to the Lord. Romans 14 verse 6. Marriage and meats were created to be received with thanksgiving. Indeed, every creature of God is good if it is received with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 4, verse 3 through 4. But, chiefly, we must thank God for who He is and for every spiritual benefit He grants us. The psalmists give thanks for God's name being near. Psalm 75, verse 1. For His righteous judgments. Psalm 119 verse 62, and at the remembrance of His holiness, Psalm 30 verse 4. Anna gave thanks for Jesus Christ, Luke 2 verse 38, and the Samaritan leper for His healing, Luke 17 verse 16. Jesus gave thanks that God heard Him, John 11 verse 41, and hid the gospel from the wise but revealed it to babes, Matthew 11 verse 15. Through Paul, we learn to give thanks for the communion, love, earnest care, and remembrance of the saints. Colossians 1 verse 4, Acts 28 verse 15, and Philippians 1 verse 3. We must be thankful for faith in Jesus. Philemon 1 verse 5. Our election. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. His unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. Obedience to the truth, Romans 6 verse 17. Knowledge of God, 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14. The Word of God, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. Grace, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 4. Our inheritance, Colossians 1 verse 12. For victory through Christ, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57. And that most often mentioned, give thanks for God is good and His mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. Giving thanks is the unique activity of the believer. The ungodly are unable and unwilling, for in death there is no remembrance of God or thanksgiving. Psalm 6, verse 5. It is the characteristic wickedness of the world that when they know God, they neither glorify Him nor are thankful. Romans 1, verse 21. But the righteous give thanks, and do so frequently, for it is the very purpose of our salvation and reason for our existence. Psalm 140, verse 13, and Ephesians 5, verse 4. The Lord comforts Zion so that thanksgiving may be found therein. Isaiah 51, verse 3. The Lord plants and builds up His church, so we abound therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2, verse 7. He multiplies our numbers and glorifies us with His goodness, so that out of His church shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them making merry. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. We are enriched bountifully in everything, and the administration of His gifts is made abundant in order to bring much thanksgiving to God. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11 through 12. Let us then give thanks unto the Lord among the heathen. Psalm 18, verse 49. Give thanks in the great congregation. Psalm 35, verse 18. Rise up at midnight to give thanks. Psalm 119, verse 62. And give thanks unto God forever and to all generations. Psalm 30, verse 12, and 79, verse 13. For all things are for our sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15.